Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Motherhood is key to a nation's survival, as mothers bear the next generation. The Bible exalts mothers, giving women principles by which they can fulfill their deepest longings. Today, a look at motherhood as a vital component of rebuilding fractured families. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Dr. Lutzer continues a series on reclaiming the family. Join us now as we hear a message on the mystique of motherhood.
This is written by a mother. It's entitled, Things I've Learned from My Children. I've learned that a king-size waterbed holds enough water to fill a 2,000-square house 4 inches deep. I've learned a three-year-old's voice is louder than 200 adults in a crowded restaurant. I've learned that double-pane windows are not strong enough to stop a baseball that has been hit by a ceiling fan. Brake fluid mixed with Clorox makes smoke, lots of it. Play-Doh and microwave should not be used in the same sentence. Super glue is forever. No matter how much jello you put in the swimming pool, you can't walk on the water. Marbles in gas tanks make lots of noise when driving. Woman says, I'm 2 months pregnant now. When will my baby move? The answer is, with any luck, right after he finishes college. Somebody says it takes about 6 weeks to get back to normal after you've had a baby. Somebody doesn't know that once you've had a baby, normal is history. That's what it is. Well, on a more serious note, back in 1928, a Reverend Caldwell wrote these words. Well, may we pause to pay honor to her who, after Jesus Christ, is God's best gift to men, a mother. It was she who shared her life with us when as yet our members were unformed. Into the valley of the shadow of death she walked that we might have the light of life. In her arms was the garner of our food and the soft couch for our repose. There we nestled in the hour of pain. There was the playground of our infant glee. Those same arms later became our refuge and stronghold. It was she who taught our baby feet to go and lifted us up over rough places. Her blessed hand plied the needle by day and by night to make our infant clothes. She put the book under our arm and started us off for school. But best of all, she taught our baby lips to lisp the name of Jesus and told us the wondrous story of a Savior's love. There are wicked mothers like Jezebel of old, but I am glad to believe that they are comparatively few and that most mothers are loving and caring. Well, in our pragmatic and self-centered age, there probably are more mothers who are not good mothers, but we thank God today for all those who, with sacrifice and love and tenderness, raise their children for God. We're talking about reclaiming the family. It's not possible to reclaim the family unless we reclaim motherhood. There are certain myths that have come about in society back in the 70s, and we are reaping the impact of those myths. One is that every woman who doesn't have a career outside of the home is being cheated and exploited by our male-dominated society. That is a myth. I know that sometimes it is necessary for mothers of young children to work outside the home. Sometimes necessity demands it. But there can be no substitute at all for the tender touch and care of a mother giving attention to a child through all those formative years. A second myth is that children don't need the extensive nurturing and involvement of their mothers, that you can get others to do for money what you cannot do for whatever reason. But that simply is a myth. Mothers, your role in the home and to those children is absolutely critical. It is said that one day a woman came to D.L. Moody with a little boy, holding the hands of a little boy, and she said, "Mr. Moody, I believe God is calling me to the mission field." And he said, "Yes, he sure is calling you, and there's the little heathen right there." So mothers, God is calling you to the mission field. And there he is right there, crying at 2 a.m. That's your mission field. There are other myths in society as well. Now, I need to tell you that this has been an agonizing week for me in the preparation of this message. Not because of its content, that was easy. But it was agonizing because of a number of reasons. First of all, a couple in this church, a wonderful couple, sent me a letter and a book. And they were saying, "Pastor, please remember on Mother's Day that there are many couples who suffer like we do with infertility." They had had 3 miscarriages. She said, "The first time I came to Moody Church on Mother's Day, I did not want to come, but I forced myself to go." And she said, "That was the year that Carrie Mason spoke about her struggle with infertility." And now I'm quoting from the letter. "As tears streamed down my face, I thanked God I made the choice to attend." But let's keep in mind that there are couples for whom Mother's Day is difficult. Then secondly, there are mothers who have lost their children. Mothers who, for whatever reason, may have empty arms today, even though they are mothers. Perhaps they gave their child up for adoption. For them, Mother's Day is difficult as well. And then you think of all the mothers who believe that they have failed. This week, I was speaking to a mother who said this to me in more candor than she needed to, because I wasn't even asking her about these things. But this is what she said. She said, "You may think of me as a nice person because I can be kind, I can be sociable and care about people." But she said, "When I'm at home," she said, "I scream, I lose my temper." And she said, "I'm a very, very bad mother." Now, that dear woman lost her husband to suicide. So she began to share with me what she'd been through trying to raise kids as a single mother. So there are mothers out there who think that they have failed. And speaking of single mothers, just imagine for a moment, folks, the loneliness, the sense of frustration in not being able to share at deep levels regarding the children that you are trying to raise. You do not have someone to respond to, some benchmark, somebody with whom you can discuss the ideas. Like one single mother said, "The thing I miss is adult conversation. Nobody to discuss the matters of life with." Imagine that. And then there are some of you who are single mothers who do not have your children because it may well be that custody has gone to their father. So I'm thinking about all of you today. But then I'm also thinking of all of the mothers who have fulfilled their role in wonderful and encouraging ways. That was part of my struggle this week. The other part was I had decided to speak on Proverbs chapter 31. And that's a difficult passage to speak on because, number one, it's so familiar. I can imagine some saying, "Oh, here we are again, the virtuous woman of Proverbs chapter 31. Now, I haven't preached that passage for 10 or 12 years, but still it's so well known, people say, "Oh, her again." And then I realized that she is the ideal woman. In fact, it says in Proverbs 31 that many women do well, but you surpass them all. So there are Proverbs 31 women, but they are a unique breed, really. Evelyn Johnson was a Proverbs 31 woman, for sure. My mother is still a Proverbs 31 woman. And speaking of my mother and for those of us who are grandparents, on their 70th wedding anniversary, when Mom and Dad were together, and all of us five children, and all of our children, and grandchildren, their grandchildren, and great-grandchildren were together, I was sitting beside my mother, and I said to her, "Mother, do you actually know the names of your 29 great-grandchildren?" I didn't know who these kids were, who they belonged to as they were running around. And I'll never forget this. This is so clear in my mind. It's like a video. She just went like this, and she said, "Oh, sure." She said, "I have a prayer list, and I mention every one of them to our Heavenly Father every day." Grandparents, there's a model for you to follow. Your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren in such great need, in such great need. And every Saturday when I speak to my mother, and I call her every Saturday, she always says, "Now, what are you preaching on Sunday?" Because she wants to know how to pray better for me and for the ministry. I have a Proverbs 31 mother, and I know other Proverbs 31 mothers. I married a Proverbs 31 woman, and many of you did too. This is Pastor Lutzer. Well, of course, those of us who have married well, we can rejoice if we have a Proverbs 31 woman. But of course, we know that the challenges out there today, women face tremendous temptations. Mothers are tempted to work outside of the home, and sometimes that may be necessary. But also they are tempted because of the atmosphere that is created in the workforce, where you have so many people showing off so many different kinds of wealth and different kinds of attitude. And in the midst of this, mothers are struggling to bring up their children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. But you mothers today, my heart goes out to you. I pray that God will give you the wisdom to be able to get those priorities straight. And I pray that the past, perhaps with its mistakes and sins, will be completely forgiven, that you'll be able to have a brand new commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, hopefully a commitment to your husband, and a commitment to your children. And yes, for those of you who are grandparents, what a lesson we have to learn. The need for us to pray for our children and to pray for our great-grandchildren in a world that has run amok with sensuality, with drugs, with all kinds of temptation that young people face today. Oh, I pray that this series of messages will help all of us, at least to some extent, get a better handle on the topic of reclaiming the family. We need it for this generation.
Thank you, Dr. Lutzer. Today, Erwin Lutzer brought part one of The Mystique of Motherhood, the second of seven messages on reclaiming the family. Next time on Running to Win, more on being a godly mother in an ungodly culture. Reclaiming the Family can be yours on CD as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. For Dr. Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.